13. Alice escapes. Hayward couldn't believe his eyes.
Hawkeye! What are you doing here dressed as a bear?
Hawkeye replied, smiling.
When I was in the forest, I saw a Huron medicine man dressing up as a bear. I killed the medicine man and took his place as a bear. This is the perfect disguise. Do you know that I found Alice?
You did? Where is she?
Hayward cried.
She's in the next cave. She's tied to a post.
Hayward immediately ran to the next cave and untied her. She was trembling and could barely stand up.
My dearest Alice!
Hayward cried, embracing her.
Duncan, I knew that you would never desert me.
Alice exclaimed, her voice trembling.
We must get out of here now,
Hayward said. But just as he took Alice's hand, Magua surprised them from behind. He laughed in his evil way. But before he could finish laughing, the bear grabbed Magua and threw him to the ground. He began to tie him with long strings of buckskin. First, he tied his arms behind his back. Then he tied his legs together tightly. At last, he gagged Magua's mouth. He left him on the ground in the cave. Magua was powerless. Hawkeye then turned to Alice and Hayward.
Alice, if you want to escape from here, put on the clothes of the sick woman and keep your face covered. Duncan, you carry her in your arms. Tell the Indians outside that you're taking a woman to the forest to eat special herbs. Let's go now.
Hayward, with Alice in his arms and the bear, walked out of the cave, and they found a crowd of Indians. The father and the husband of the sick woman asked Hayward where he was taking her.
I have driven away the evil spirit. It is now shut in the cave. No one must enter the cave until sunrise. I am taking the woman to the forest to eat special herbs that will make her strong. She will return to her wigwam at sunrise.
The father and the husband were satisfied with Hayward's explanation and let them go into the forest. As soon as they had entered the forest, Hawkeye said,
At this point, my friends, I must leave you. Uncas is still a prisoner of the Hurons, and I cannot leave him here alone. We've lived together and fought together for many years. I want to try to save him.
Thank you for your precious help, Hawkeye,
said Hayward, smiling.
There is very little time, Hayward. Take Alice along the northern bank until you come to a waterfall. Then climb the hill on your right, and you'll see the village of the Delaware Indians. There you will both be safe. The Delawares are related to the Mohicans, and they will help you.
Hayward and Alice began their journey through the forest, while Hawkeye, still dressed as a bear, returned to the Huron village.